Israel and the Middle East.
No, no.
But
no.
With hola.
With.
Oh yeah. Hola.
Okay, no, hola. Muy grande. That's my husband's name. Hola. Hola. The name of the book is hola.
That's my spiritual father. But
what is it? Where is it? Do you find this? Do you still communicate with him? No.
No, because
you don't find it.
He doesn't answer to my email.
Let me see his name. Hola, Adeoke. Yes, hola, Adeoke. Why is he not answering?
But your name is Kemi.
Emiela. No, Adeoke, that's why he
calls me. I sent an email to my spiritual father, and I sent it so fast that I didn't notice it was you.
Okay, now when I receive it, I will.
But
so
now I know it's Kemi.
Oh, yes, Kemi. That's my husband's Kemi Ujilande. Kemi Ujilande. Adeguke is different. Adi is from
Adeguke, yeah.
Yes, Adi, you know, Ade, Adi,
yeah.
It means crown. It means crown. Crown.
Okay.
It's from those names before they're from the royal family.
Mm-hmm.
By the Queen of England, the royal line. So
mm-hmm.
if you see Adi, the name in my language is Yoruba. Yoruba, the name in Yoruba signifies your family or the events, like the events surrounding the birth of the child or the type of family you come from. Some families were fighters, so they call them Akin. Brave. They give things. Some families are hunters, takers, or they, like.
Mm.
Even though we use the same word for security, or they. So the name of this name, my father's name, Oyelade is my husband's name.
Mm.
My father's name is Ade Jujube. Ade starts with the same Ade. But Ade means royal. Actually, Ade means crown.
Crown. Okay.
So it's from the royal family is Ade. But they are becoming large. So many people now just be Ade. Because if you marry in Nigeria, you will bear your husband's name. And the children also bear the husband's name. So many children are born, marrying, remarrying. So the families are becoming much. My father's name is Adejibi, which is his father's name.
Mm.
Which is his own father's name, which is Royal Family. Olu is because of Christianity, that is Lord. So when you see that, you will know that it's like Christian family. Because it's Oluwa. If you are from the royal, you can say, like, my name is Olukemi. They can call their child Adekemi. You know, Adekemi instead of Olu.
Oh.
Yeah, that's why it depends on your family.
Okay.
Some people can be Adekemi, just like your Adekuke.
Okay.
You see, Adekuke from the royal.
Okay.
Yes, my name is Olukemi, but some people can be Adekemi. In fact, I'm telling you that some people are Chisukemi. Jesus came, they put Jesus' name because Jesus in Yoruba is Jesus. So they call him Jesus came. But instead of, because somebody saw me, they said, oh, nobody is bearing to look at me, my children. People are bearing Jesus came and I said, okay. So different, you just put it, especially when it's so much Christianity now, many people are getting converted. So people are changing from the old Orthodox, from the old Anglicans.
Mm.
You know, my parents are Anglican. They were Anglican.
Yeah.
So, in fact, they will do baptism. So, that was why I'm Christian. Because when they do baptism for you, they will give you a baptismal name. And that is why I'm Christian.
Mm.
But my original name is Kemi. But here, everybody call me Christian. But my name is Kemi. Kemi Gade Jui people. Because my immigration paper is with us, so it's. I give my husband's name. But Adeguke is familiar, but he's not answering your email. When last did he answer you? Or he doesn't usually answer?
Maybe I can find
Ola Adeguke. That Ola can be.
Last time I had some news, I think.
2015.
He sent a picture.
Oh.
But I sent him a lot of things.
But he didn't
reply.
No.
He just says hi something.
Ah, he says hi something.
I think he says hi here, but not much. Nothing.
Yes.
How are you, my friend?
Yeah.
I'm the council. Girl from.
He has changed. I like it because
I think he ignored that
one. No, he has changed for Christianity.
Eh?
He has changed for Christianity. Look at what he wrote. He said he has a guest for Ivory Coast. Was he married? Was he a married man?
No, I wrote that because I had a friend.
Oh, okay. So I thought.
Yeah. Someone to refer me. I just wrote something
Did Kadi speak French?
It's an apology. I wrote an apology here.
But Kadi speak French? Did
no,
he speak French?
Not really, but maybe it's a teaser. I teased him a little.
But can you forget the
language? Oh, look, he did
what do you
wrote, because what I do is when I receive some information, I transmit the information to my friends and people that I know, so I want to know what they think about it. So that's why
okay, because there was a time also I wrote to you that I disagree. There was a time that I wrote back to you and I say I only believe what is in the Bible.
Yeah.
Because that paper was contradicting what the Bible says. Because the paper was saying that the Bible is not true, the Bible is not correct. Where they said that, that because Jesus prophesied that there's no one stone shall not stand upon another stone that will not be destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
Then I wrote back to you that I disagree, that I only believe what is the Bible. Oh, you know, he's young. He's a young man.
Well, he's married, but I think
he's very young.
He's a page. I don't know.
Oh, he's popular.
What can we do to optimize people's nutrition and physical activity?
Oh, is that what he studied?
And how will it affect their health outcomes?
Is that what he studied? What did he study? What did he study? Oh, your university.
Researcher.
Is he a researcher?
Yes, he's a researcher.
What did he study?
He studied at McGill University.
Oh, yes. What is his course? What did he study?
I never
asked him
because he was reserved. He wasn't timid, but he was very wise.
Yeah.
He's a very wise person. He's a father too. I know, actually. He had trouble having children.
Yeah. But he's married.
He's married.
Yeah. And both of them were here.
Well, they were both in Montreal.
Before, two of them.
Up to 2003 and 4 and 5 or something like
2003
that.
2003 and five. I was here then.
But he moved since then. He moved.
Go with help him.
In your university, he found a job there. So
he found a job.
Yeah, he works there.
It's like he's working in pharmaceutical because I see bottles. Not the pharmaceutical company.
Well,
he's starting the faculty of health.
He's on page York
University.
Yeah, faculty of health.
Oh, maybe he did a. Maybe he's a doctor. Because School of Kinesiology and Health Science.
Yeah.
Kinesiology. Also, Health Research Center, York University Center.
Maybe I should write to him again.
What is that?
What's next? There's a big question like to answer is what role nutrition can play in combination with physical activity.
Or maybe just physical.
Older individuals with cancer, the frequency of cancer is higher as people get older. But the basic research done thus far has not been reflective of this age effect. Want to look at the cancer mindset. There's so many diseases today. Okay.
So say this is part of the prediction of the end time.
Mm.
To show the coming of the Lord. He said there'll be a lot of sins. He said iniquity shall abound. Also the Bible said there'll be pestilences in many places. An earthquake. And there'll be war. He said nation shall rise against nation and it's happening. He said kingdoms against kingdom. It's already happening to show what's coming of the Lord. Look at the issue of the ICC. The fight ICC Bukura. The Bible says that a man's foe shall be people of his own family.
A man's foe?
A foe. F-O-E.
Yeah, enemies.
It's my pronunciation.
It would be what?
It would be, it's a man's foe shall be members of his own family. You know,
wow,
you know
that's my
Jesus,
story.
You see Jesus
and my father, we're like
close.
Opposite magnet that opposes each other.
Optina.
We can't.
Optina.
Well, the thing is.
It's better.
It's complicated.
Yeah. It's still like that. It's strong. In the heart, it's very strong.
I think so. I don't know his point of view about that.
He doesn't discuss.
I don't think he has faith.
He doesn't discuss with you. He doesn't discuss.
No. That's why.
He doesn't want to.
He's not open at all. No.
He's reserved. He's closed.
A lot, yeah. And I became like him a little because I, at one point, I didn't forgive him and backfire on me.
Because he's older than you. He knows how to get. He's older than you. You meet him in this world. So you meet him in this world.
Yeah.
He wants to prove that to you. That he's stronger. He's older. That he's wiser. That you met him in this world. So you use it to punish. Because he wants to bow. Bend you. He wants you to bow.
There's no solution.
There's no solution. You keep on. You love him. You do the one you can do.
Yeah.
As a son.
Mm.
You do your responsibility. And see what they can open up. They will open up. By the time they are getting old, by the time you are showing, you know, Jesus Christ said that when your enemy hunger, give him food. When he's thirsty, give him water. You see, by you'll be able to heap up coal of fire upon his heart. By the time you are showing, you are doing what you're supposed to do. Not that you decide, but in my own good heart, I do it. Be a time that he will realize it, that even he has things to discuss or trouble, he won't, and there's nobody else to discuss, you will see him calling you and discussing. Let him see the light of God in you. By the time he's seen that, he will know that you are the right person to share his heart and mind with. They agree with you. You are still younger, no matter how. You are still younger. You still need you. You are going to cover up for him after he has come. You are his heritage. You are his after he has come, you are the one who will. He has no choice. He has to put all his effort on you, everything he has on you, so that you can cover him well after he has come. He won't carry anything he has to heaven. He won't leave it on that.
Yeah.
So you are his glory. So you will not, you are the only child. You are the only child.
Two
boys.
The
second.
I'm
the first.
Second.
You have a bigger brother.
The elder is
older. He's older than
44 now.
Where is he?
He's gonna be 44 next week.
Is he in Montreal?
No, he's still in my parents. He's a boomerang. He came back.
What?
He's a boomerang. He came back to my father. He came back to my parents.
He's a
boomerang because he left for a year or two, but he never stayed outside.
Because he's fighting with the father. Because he fights with the father.
Well, I would say he's more like
free. He wants freedom.
Because, you know, I'm the prodigal, but my father is the prodigal. My father is, my brother is like the brother of the prodigal, you know, in the story. Also, because he has some issues as well.
Your brother?
Yeah.
He's not your father's son.
Yes.
No, he's his son.
Yes, of course.
So you just decided to leave the house?
No, me.
Oh, you left the house?
Yeah, I left.
But he stayed.
He stayed.
And he's still there.
Yes, he's 43 now. 44.
So they like him. They like your father like him. You don't know.
Because
no, you
still, it's,
you don't know, you can't see him.
Well, obviously he has no choice. He doesn't he doesn't want to do otherwise.
So he has to lead to and he's older than you. Go with him. He has no choice. He has to, you are his children. That your senior brother talked to you. Your senior brother, he talked to you. Your older.
That's a thing, yeah. Even
that is about the family.
Yeah.
He could be too much for you. Because it will hurt you. Because if you're
yes, of course, it hurts me. There's pain.
I don't know.
So much pain, but I don't. The thing
God
is
your strength.
Mm-hmm.
God is your strength. God is your strength.
But sometimes I avoid not doing distraction. I want to evade myself. Pain is too, and I don't feel anymore. And that's why they put me on medication, because of that.
Because of
Of course.
Of what?
The pain.
Because you see it.
Mental pain.
Because you tell them. If you don't tell them, they will not put you on medication. You don't tell them, you allow Jesus to solve your problem. You understand? Because when they give you that message, it will injure you more. Or you think it helps? Do you think it helps?
Well, according to all my people that follow me, my pastor, my therapist, recovery therapist, and the doctor, they oversight. They have overseer. They are my overseer. They're my covering. So I have to obey what they're saying, you know. And they don't. Right now, they're not saying that. It's been 5-6 years now.
Every day.
It's been 6 years.
Every day. Taking medication.
Yes.
That would be too much for you. Trust in God. Trust, there's nothing God cannot do. Trust in God. Because a woman told me, she moved our house. And she told me of another woman also they put in the old people's house that they were giving her so much.
Yeah.
She worked in George Hospital. So she was saying that when she got to the woman, she asked her, show me the pills. And they were showing her. And she told her, this one is a killer. When you have pain in your heart, it's not mercy that will cure it. It is God.
Mm-hmm.
It is Christ. It's not mercy. It is Christ. When they give you the mercy, they make you to be down. I mean, it's normal. When people hurt you, it's normal to react. They call it abnormal. That is what I tell people. I say, as soon, like for example, in Africa, husband and wife, when they fight, the husband can be the wife. But after that, they settle the quarrel. No problem. The children too. If the child do something bad, the parent can correct. But the love of the parent to the children is so strong.
Mm.
And I told people, I said, why are children happy in Africa and they are not happy here?
Yeah.
Despite the fact that the parent paid, we are human beings, we are normal. I'm telling you something, the day I said it, that was around December, not this year, another year, I don't know. And that time there was the news that a boy took gun and shot his mother and went to school. And I was telling you, I said, don't you see, I see people here, they are not allowed to express their mind, to express their anger.
Yeah.
So it piles up so much. It's normal. People pinch you. It's normal to react. It's normal. Don't let people tell you it is abnormal because they do that to me with the DPG. It is completely normal. Don't take medication for that because they do something to hurt you. They cannot force you to. Okay, I pinch you and you don't. And I force you not to retaliate. If you don't want me to retaliate, don't do it. Now, the always see it as your fault. They don't see their own fault. They don't see that they hurt you, which is normal for you to react. But it's normal. Yeah. Don't see it as abnormal, you know, because those things are chemicals, and you won't be able to have power over it. It will be controlling you. It will be affecting your disposition. But to me, if you want to hate me, good, you can hate me. But I keep to myself, and I just like the church, I stay away. Like the church, I don't. I just keep, because they know all the things happening between me and my husband. I just stay in my house. I pray and I read my Bible. I don't worship anywhere. I just stay in my house for now. For now, because I don't want anybody to give me some headache. Even the DYP, even in January, I was in the cold. So I just think about, and then I come back to school. So you. Life continues, whatever happens to us in life. If they decide not to like you, that is it. Let them go their way. Continue. They are coming back. They are coming back, but they should not put you on medication because they hurt you and you are reacting. It's really, really normal for you to react. So by the time they get that medication, it will lead to greater problem. You understand? They will not say, oh, you are sick. And unfortunately, it will not be on the record. Whereas you don't have problem because it's normal if you react. You see, that you see every day in the news, you will be hearing news of death. Because they control the people's life, they don't let people be normal. Just normal.
Yeah.
The children belong to the parents. If the child do something wrong, the parent has power to correct. But here, they remove all the powers of the parents. They make the parent not to have power.
Yeah.
And the child too, if your parent do something, you have, it is normal for you to react. For example, my father called other wife. I'd wait. I just walk out. And he knows. Because I disagree with that. It's older than me. I can't fight him. And I know this thing. But I react in another way. I was like this, another wife in the house. Even though I'm not the wife. Because somebody called me my father's wife. Because he passed away in 2013. But I disagree with, I disagree. Even the court, they were telling me I talk fast. And I told him, I said, that's my natural way of speaking. I'm telling you, it's true. It's true because they want to put problem on you. She talked fast. She said, that's my natural way of speaking. They said, I beat my children. I said, because I don't want my children in spirit. I said, I don't have one. I don't have two. I don't have three. I have six. So this is not my normal thing. I'm a teacher from home. I teach my children. I told you that my daughter is attending people. And then you see them now, they are watching game, watching television, to waste their lives. What will be my hope? Been in Ghana for 20 years. I don't have anything. I'll be still with the children. And overnight, you want my work to just finish, but still, I leave the judgment to the hands of God, and it gives me a lot of consolation. There was a time that the student car, she was in her office, and she fell. And they called 911 to carry her to the hospital. There's a time a student worker wanted to come to my house, and she had accident. There's God in heaven. Overnight, but they don't say that. And some of them also get possessed. So you don't think things physical here. Don't think anything physical. You don't know whether as they are condemning you. We don't know whether they are using spiritual weapon against you. So things like that, you handle them with spiritual, with prayer, the Bible, the Word of God. Just know that God loves you, and there's nothing God cannot do. He's our Creator. He's our Creator. So you don't have problem. You have God. You have everything. Because God is always there for you at any moment. Trust in God. Don't depend on them. They will hinder you. You won't be able to get a job. They will write all the rubbish against one, and there's nothing wrong with the only conflict between you and the parents, which is normal. Why did they hurt you? It's true. Why did they hurt you? Okay, imagine your brother not talking to you. Imagine your mother, your father. If you don't have church, that's so much. You'll be alone in the world. In the family, they are not close. So, but even under that situation, the Bible says, my mother and my father forsake me, they don't take me off. So, even under that situation, still remain calm. Give them a no to their consciences. And just know that God loves you. Give them a no and concentrate on what you can do for now.
Amen.
Concentrate and move forward. By the time you are successful, you see them coming back. Oh, I'm your brother.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm your brother. Now, when you are making it, remember, you see some mistakes when you are down. You don't remember by when James called upon God. That God, would I wish that you can enlarge my coast. And God answered his prayer. And then you say, Jabez was more honorable than all his brethren. That is James.
thinking about Joseph now.
No, that is Genesis. I usually confuse that name. My daughter usually. It's not Jabez. It's Jabez. It's Jabez.
Yeah,
it's not,
to
it's
enlarge the tent of my
Lord,
enlarge my heart, that I may walk in your commands. That's in the Psalms. Enlarge on to prayer.
He prayed that God enlarge his coast and God make him. He prayed that God make him to be honorable. He prayed that God will take care of him. That's your prayer. Pray that God will change your situation. Think about as many spirit as her husband. So when I saw her, when she now came, she was wearing. And I say, the moment I saw the image, I thought it was using her husband passed away.
Mm.
Life is so fragile.
Mm.
Life is so fragile. Relax.
Mm.
When you worry too much, it will add to the problem.
Mm. Sparrows are so faithful, but none of them will fall to the ground without the knowledge of your Father who is in heaven. So, nothing, God is the one. He won't let anything happen to you without His knowledge. Without His knowledge, He's cheating you. He's cheating. If something happens, He said there must be a reason why. There must be, except you are careless in prayer, except you are not doing wrong. God will stop it. God will teach you. Mm-hmm.
God will teach you how to sin so that you become normal. You are not under chemical.
Amen.
So that you will not be under any chemical. You have to prove yourself. Not chemical having control.
Amen.
You have control. You make your decision. Not people making decision for you.
Amen.
You know, and yes is yes. Simple as it is. There's nothing with you. There's nothing. Trust me. There's anything committed to God. Trust in God.
Yeah.
Bring it down. Just trust in him. God
That's why we have to be aligned with Israel. I mean, with what I'm saying is the apostolic movement is coming wider and wider in the church, and that apostolic is means that we have to be aligned with the apostle and the prophets, so that we walk in the fullness of the newness of life.
You walk according to the Bible. Not according to Israel.
No, what I'm saying is we have to be aligned, as the church has to be aligned
with
Israel, and the nations has to align with Israel.
With the Bible, sir. With the
Yes.
Bible. You align with the Bible, not with Israel. Don't
yes, the nation. Otherwise, if the nation doesn't align with Israel, what happened? They are cursed. Yes, it's Genesis 12, verse 6.
Sir, you're referring to Genesis. I'm referring to the coming of Christ. All of us, not Israel. What about the sinning Israel? People are Israel and they are sinning. What about that? You want to be aligned with that? This Bible says the soul that sinned it shall die. I don't know in the Bible. And not Israel, but the word of God. The word of God, the word of God that has power to transform. That has power to transform, to change of our sin. Once we have changed.
Yes, but okay, the church is me and you. It's a configuration of people, prophet, the fivefold ministry, prophet, apostle, teacher, evangelists, and doctor, right? That's a fivefold ministry. So we have to be aligned with one another. Otherwise, the ministry, like the church falls. Why does it fall? Because they don't, what happened is, they don't align, you know, with the apostle first. The tongue, the apostle is like the tongue. He reaches all the other ones. He can touch them, get in touch with them, and so that it's like five fingers in the hand. They work together.
So I think the most important thing, number one, we believe, we give our life to Jesus. We repent of our sin.
Yeah.
We have fullness of life. Our goal, we base on ourselves first to make sure that we get to heaven. You understand? Our faith in the holiness of life. That we have the holiness of life that will make us get to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
After that, I think that's the most important. So at least, no matter what happens, either death or rapture, we have hope of seeing God eternally. That's the most important thing. Not except, not align with any joy, except obey what the scripture says. Except obey the scriptures. That is it. Except obey the scripture, there's no alignment with, and there's no alignment with any apostles or any, but what they say, yes, we obey. Yes, all the things they wrote in the epistles, in the gospels, and in the epistle, yes, of course we obey. So, but, and then when you obey, I mean, God gives gifts that you have mentioned, apostle, teacher, those are gifts. Those are gifts. Gift of teaching, gift of miracle. When you mention apostle, those are gifts.
They are not only gifts, they are offices.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But,
yeah. Offices. Apostles' offices. Well, during the time Jesus was here, he chose the 12 and they were apostles. So, but teaching miracle, they are kept. You could be, but like Peter, you could be an apostle and still has the gift of healing. Even Paul, who came later, he still called himself an apostle too. He said because the gift of apostle was wrought among the people we preach to.
Well, you know the anthem, the national anthem of Israel is Hava Tikva, which means the hope, the expectation, hope, because in Hebrew each word has two meanings, the same word, and the same word in Hebrew Ava, tikva, tikva. Tikva in Hebrew means hope, and it also means expectation.
Okay. It's almost the same. Hope and expectation is almost similar. So
yes.
So that is our hope. Do you think it's referring to the hope of the coming of Christ?
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
Oh no, yes. Yeah, I do want. Because they are still expecting their own Messiah. Because they are still expecting their own Messiah. Maybe they don't accept Jesus as the Messiah.
That's not true nowadays.
Okay. They accept. They accept.
Well, there's been a big
different change.
Like 20 years ago,
yeah.
20 years ago, you were saying Jesus to a Jew, he would spit before you. But nowadays, they listen.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So they're open. Yeah.
Yeah. To discussion.
Exactly. Yeah. So there's improvement.
Some still.
Well,
okay.
The election is just a rest, right? The elected, those who persevere will inherit. Those who persevere will persevere. Right? How does this go? The perseverance of the saints.
Yeah.
It's a doctrine that mentions that all those who are saved will persevere, and all those who persevere will be saved.
He that endureth to the end shall be saved. He that endureth to the end. That was the prophecy. That was the prophecy of Jesus Christ when he was saying that. They will persecute you. They will kill you. But he that endureth to the end shall be saved.
Amen.
So we keep on enduring.
Yeah.
Some who be not. That's it. Because you are telling me the meaning of the national anthem.
Yeah.
You know, it was written long years ago. That was when they were not open. You know?
Yeah.
That was when they were not open to discussion. I think the hope at that time means the coming Messiah. That they were still expecting their own Messiah. I think that was the meaning of the hope.
Mm-hmm.
The hope they not.
Right. The Messiah. But you know, our congregation, we name ourselves. It's a very bold step we took in the community. We're known as Yeshua Tiferet Israel. Means Jesus or Yeshua is the hope of Israel.
That's the name of the church.
That's the name of our church.
It's okay. So you are expecting confrontation.
Of course, yeah. A lot. Because there's a lot of Jew in Montreal. There's
so you are reaching out to them.
Yeah. It's the second largest agglomeration in Canada.
Second
largest agglomeration in the world, actually.
What is agglomeration?
I think the first one was in New York. Agglomeration.
What is the meaning of
agglomeration? Agglomeration is population dense. Density of
body. In Quebec.
Yeah, in Montreal.
In Montreal. Yeah. They are the largest. They are the largest population.
Second largest in the world, I think.
Second largest. So they are really.
Yeah.
And this is
more. Yes. That's why in Quebec it's very hard. The gospel message is not welcome because of basically. Church in Quebec is Catholic, you know.
Yes, because I heard that the first Christian to stay in Ukraine, I think they say they bought the body alive. They say it's for salvation. I mean, the first, because more like the military church, they said the man is preaching on radio, and they said they don't allow any Christian radio in Montreal. So they went to put it in Buffalo, very close to Montreal. He said because they don't allow Christian. The people said that, my husband, they said people say that, don't you see that some churches, when they start in Montreal, they don't grow, but if they move to New York or to Toronto, they just prosper.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't matter. Listen, you thank God, but you have done your job.
Mm-hmm. Can I pray with you?
Okay, okay.
I just want to thank God for this opportunity in Concordia to reach out the Jewish people and also the believers and be strengthened. His people, they're called by their name.
Mm-hmm.
God knows them, and in the heart may grow in peace and healing in our lands,
mm-hmm.
as we repent and go 180 degree from our wicked ways, that we may walk in newness of life,
mm-hmm.
in the resurrection power.
Mm-hmm.
As we understand that,
mm.
God allows, but He also stops sometimes our foolish and prideful projects or our own agenda. We pray that He makes a way for the Jewish people, and He makes a way for all nations to repent and come to the knowledge of the Son of God. Strengthened.
Mm-hmm.
And I thank you, Lord, for Kimmy and her family and her work in Montreal and ministry and people that follows her and her authorities. And we pray for all the authorities, ecclesiastic authority, religious, political figure, that shapes our nation and that shape our schools and our campuses and the students, that we may be influencing element in making goodness around, and hope and peace and love may be the fruit of our labor here on campus and grace, that you still have grace, even though, Father, some go in perdition. We pray that you bring them back,
mm-hmm.
and that you bring the heart of the Son to the heart of the Father,
mm-hmm.
and the heart of the Father to the heart of the Son,
mm-hmm.
in this generation,
mm-hmm.
as we lift up our eyes upon your cross and the finished work at Calvary,
mm-hmm.
and the 3 days in the tomb, that you took the key of hell, of heaven, and of hell, and you made the necessary provisions for your saints to strengthen and deliver your church and the bond, the orphan, the widow, empty, anyone with the plagues of sickness. Maybe you gave us the key and the revelation in the concealment of your word. You made a provision for healing and wholeness and holiness in Jesus' name, Yeshua.
Mm-hmm.
I pray.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Thank you.
Congratulations. shall reach your soul with the word of God. You know, faith come by
hearing and hearing by the word of God. Yeah.
So as you pray, we increase your faith and you to know that God can. You'll be able to increase your faith in God. Like God is showing you revelation. Move closer to God. Read the Bible. It will strengthen your faith in God. And no matter what happened in the physical, you are not murdered. Because we have strong faith in the Lord. So just read the Bible, it will increase your faith in God.
Yes.
Thank you. Jesus, so maybe I see you again on my radio. I read your mails. It's because I saw you today. I say it looks like you, because this is my third time to see you here. But if I see you outside, maybe I don't, because when you told me that you're very good to food, home mission. Maybe I've seen you and I don't even say hi.
The mission Bon Accueil.
Maybe I see you but I don't recognize.
Welcome out. You go there. Welcome out.
Yeah. So I don't know what else, because I was thinking. I said maybe you have seen me.
Yeah, it's true.
But
so many people.
And I said, maybe because I see you today, and I said, I saw you a day, it was cold. I saw, and then you wear the helmet because you ride bicycle, and then you have the so and I say it's you. And yeah. You say, just like to be the best to know.
Thank God. Well.
So we keep on. So God bless you.
Yeah, we keep in touch. Now I know who you are.
Okay, you have so many names and you don't know them. You have so many names.
Yeah, I can't meet now, but yeah, I know I'm saying that.
Because it's a long time since 2014, I don't know.
Yeah.
Or 15? It should be 2014.
14,
because
13.
15, I was traveling. But
I can tell you right now, when I last have had Hebrew. Oh, remember I sent you Hebrew Greek man mindset.
Is that the first time?
November 2014.
Oh no, that's, is that the first time?
Yeah.
Is that the first time?
Yeah.
Oh, you keep record.
I sent you that.
Oh. Okay, that was the one blind faith.
There's a teacher teaching about the Hebrew and Hebraic and the Greek mindsets. That's Hebrew Greek mindset. There's a pastor. His name is this guy. Watch
so
this.
So you copy it and you send it.
Yeah. Look, I'm gonna copy, save link as, copy link address, or I go there and I go here.
You spend much time on the, that was why you spend time on the computer.
Yeah.
Because you are searching.
I have all these windows open.
They are different.
Yeah.
They are different websites.
I just go like this. So if I want to send you the link, I go here, I answer back. Wait.
Don't worry.
But I want to send you this link. Transfer.
Don't worry, even
I just paste it. This guy.
I will not let you deal with this. I will not. I don't even know how to.
It's my.
How to scan something and send it into Hotmail and say, I don't even know how to do that. Yeah, but I will be learning. And also,
I can teach you sometimes.
And then, sight reading and playing piano. It's very sight reading. sight reader read musical notes to sing.
Yeah.
To say at least you can be in your house.
Yeah.
Read the notes out. Even without hearing the song before.
Yeah.
You're able to read it out.
Yeah.
Sing and sing because I like I sing.
Yeah.
And you know how we can have we sing. At courses we sing. In the house we sing. We sing.
Oh man.
We sing. The children want to come to pray. We sing.
That's good.
Go to the website I gave you. You will hear
yes.
a lot of
okay,
there have built us up since we were youth. Since we were youth,
yeah.
And we grow. And I thank God so that I don't just go astray since I was young because I was in the church and Bible study. So it's good. Even the pastor called me because I think there was a time the pastor. There are so many pastors because
yeah.
of different states.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, each of the states has overseer.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big church, so
yeah.
we have different states. So we have and even the state has so many towns. The church is present in the church. So each of the towns has pastors.
Mm-hmm.
So that when you are saying our pastor, there are so many. In the state, people have different. Even the pastors who have some study dictionary. Because sometimes we call them state overseer, region overseer, district pastors. Even inside the district, we still have branches like
yes.
Zona leader, women leader. Even the women too, they have women leader, women coordinators. Because it's chess, it's we are
really wow.
It helps. It look, I'll be here without job for long, like the Lord has been preserving my life. Based on what I've had, I thank God. I read the scripture and I pray and I hope for the better. With all the trouble of the beginning, I will just trust in God. And I say,
amen.
Me and God will make an unbeatable team.
A team
you can't beat, unbeatable. so I just continue and I go to school.
Wow.
I'm having an exam next week Saturday, next week Friday, so I have to go and prepare for it. I have an exam and I also have an assignment today. So you are here until, it's almost 12. You come here frequently.
Yeah, Sunday. I was here last Sunday and less and less, but
okay.
I come once a week at least.
Oh,
yeah.
So we just met today accidentally.
After
a long, long time.
Not an accident. But yeah,
since you have my email, so
and
now I'm taking courses so I may be around most of the time. I'm just because I'm taking 2 courses now, so and I have assignment on the internet, so it will make me to come to the library. But most of the time, I come in the night.
Yeah.
Because in the night is
quiet. Yeah.
No. It's no end. You walk through out.
Yeah.
Tired, and you just go home to sleep, especially weekend. So. Wish you all the best, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you.